Welcome to your five for the day. Some people have always had a hard time reading the stories in the Bible because they think the whole thing sounds like a soap opera. It seems like everyone is always going through difficult and different troubles. Why are there constant ups and downs and such hardships in the Bible? Aren't we supposed to make our lives as optimistic and happy as possible? So what's the point of us learning about all the problems? Let me tell you a story about a girl named Sarah. On Monday morning, Sarah woke up just before her alarm clock was set to go off. She peered out of the window and saw a brilliant sun in a bright blue sky with just the right amount of cloud to keep it from being monotonous. A quick tap on the glass window pane told her the temperature was pleasant, so no need for a sweater. Breakfast was hot toast and orange juice, followed by a hug and kiss from Mum. Sarah stepped outside to her waiting school bus and responded happily to the cheerful good mornings from the other six people in the bus. At school, she carefully removed her exquisitely done maths homework from her bag and laid it neatly on the teacher's desk. In return, she received the test she had taken the day before, but now it was adorned with a big red 100% on top and a colourful sticker that read, "Great job." Sarah coasted through her day at school, her homework, her extracurricular activities, and in fact, the rest of her life. But this is where I stop telling the story, because this is about where most people stop listening. It's not that anyone begrudges Sarah her happy life, but somehow nobody seems to relate to her. They want a heroine that oversleeps, can't focus because she missed breakfast, spent hours working on her homework but left it at home, and hasn't seen a sticker on a test since infant class. When you hear about that version of Sarah, a voice inside you says, "I know that girl. That's me." You think, how does she do it? What gets her through the day? And then when you wonder, can I do that too? You begin to imagine yourself in Sarah's shoes, because the story is meaningful. You've gained new insight into yourself and your own interaction with the world. The Bible is not just a history book. It's our guidebook, instructing us how to live. Some of that comes from the commandments, but a large part is the story itself. You see, people suffer hardship, and you can relate. You read that the Jews who left Egypt complained to Moses when they ran out of food, and you see yourself staring at an empty bank balance. You read about the desire of the Jews to fit in with the Persians in the Book of Esther, and you see yourself studying the latest styles to make sure your appearance is exactly right. You read about Ruth's courage and integrity in following her penniless mother-in-law to a strange country in pursuit of truth. And you think to yourself, can I do that too? And you can. You can because the people in the Bible have shown you how. They've paved a road you can walk because it's built on struggles and you struggle too. That knowledge is the greatest source of hope. Optimism is not ignoring trouble. It's the conviction that you can and will rise above it. As it was for the Jews in the desert, in Persia, and Ruth on the journey to Israel, each hardship becomes a point of growth and movement to a higher plane. One of the wonderful things about the Bible is that it is totally honest about its characters. It doesn't sugarcoat anything. It contains the successes, failures, everyday life, and even love stories of the people that lived long ago, which is one of the reasons why we can learn so much from the Bible. If you've ever doubted that God can work through you or your family because of the mistakes that you have made, think again. God is not done with you.